This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Colombia, President Iván Duque has put the capital, Bogotá, under curfew amid continuing protests against his conservative regime. The move came a day after an estimated 250,000 people took to the streets of Bogotá in one of the nation's biggest marches in recent history. While the protest began peacefully, it ended with scattered clashes with police. Three people were reported killed. Hong Kong's High Court has reinstated, at least for a week, a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks to hide their identities. The ban was initially imposed in October under rarely used emergency powers. The latest decision comes as police prepare for possible unrest during contested district council elections scheduled for Sunday in China's semi-autonomous territory. Pro-democracy candidate Chris Chan says it is time for calm discussions.
After a massive moment, I think an election can reflect the public opinion to some extent. Another point is it is time for us to calm down and tell the government in a civilized way what we want to do. As for myself, I am working in cultural and art industry, and I think it is very important to use my professional skill to contribute to rebuilding the society at this moment.
Amazon has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Defense Department. The company is challenging the Pentagon's decision to award a $10 billion computing contract to Microsoft. Amazon had been widely expected to get the contract for digital modernization. But in August, U.S. President Donald Trump publicly questioned the Amazon bid. Mr. Trump is an outspoken critic of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, which has been critical of Mr. Trump and his administration. Iran is a week into its major shutdown of internet access. It's prompted the U.S. to sanction the Iranian official overseeing the outage. From Washington,